USA Radio News.
I love our country, and our country has taken second fiddle. If you look at the trade deals, and nobody knows it better than me, I'm knocking out some of the worst deals I've ever seen. Where we're giving all of our wealth, all of our money to other countries, and then they don't treat us properly. Where we're protecting other rich countries, very, very rich countries, including, by the way, a country that happens to be very much in the news, Saudi Arabia, immensely wealthy, and we're taking care of their military for a fraction of the cost, not fair to us.
President Trump going into a little bit more detail about his comments last night at a Houston rally where he said, I'm a nationalist. The $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot drawing will be tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and the Dow was down 125 points to close the day at 25,191. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Gallup reports a job approval rating for President Trump has increased to 44% in mid-September. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The latest results in Mr. Trump's job approval of over 1,500 adults may be benefiting from the strong employment numbers. And despite the intense political environment in recent weeks, with the national media concentrating on negative news from the administration, Mr. Trump's numbers continue to improve. Members of the GOP indicated 90% job approval rating, while those identified as Democrats or leaning that way gave Mr. Trump a 40% job approval rating. I'm John Clemens.
Former Supreme Court Justice and first woman appointed to the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, announced today that she was diagnosed with dementia and is withdrawing from a post-retirement career that included speaking engagements. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is down over 300 points on this Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Capitalism can receive a bad rap sometimes, and sometimes it's because people feel that capitalism equals greed. Economist, journalist, and historian Adrian Wooldridge joined up with Alan Greenspan, and they wrote a new book titled Capitalism in America, A History. I had a chance to chat with Wooldridge, and one of the things we discussed was capitalism and greed.
Everybody's greedy. You know, rich people are greedy, poor people are greedy. You know, the people have been greedy throughout human history. You know, capitalism is something that developed really from the mid-17th, mid-18th century onwards, and is based upon, you know, business, entrepreneurialism, corporations existing. Capitalism is not synonymous with greed. It's not just synonymous with everybody doing their own things. In order to have capitalism, you need to have a complicated set of institutions that work, many of which are underwritten by the government. You need stock markets, you need corporations, you need freedom of exchange, and you need a legal system which enforces contracts. So capitalism is not anarchy. Capitalism is not greed. Capitalism is a highly organized, sophisticated mode of exchange. And one of the things that happens with capitalism is that you get growth becoming endemic in a society. We tend to imagine that getting richer is a natural thing in human existence. It's not.
Wooldridge also told me that he believes once we can get our costs of health care under control, you'll be able to keep more of your own money. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.